This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly segment dedicated to covering important environmental topics in our community. Today, we're going to talk redevelopment and contamination. Ypsilanti's Water Street redevelopment area is the proposed site for an 80-unit affordable housing complex to be called Riverwalk Commons. It's a site that's been in remediation for some time, but concerns have been raised that it still has levels of contaminants that are above recommended levels for human habitation. Our guest this morning has the latest information from the city for us. Beth Ernich is Ypsilanti's Director of Community and Economic Development. Good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, this all came to public light November 3rd with a report in MLive. The Michigan State Housing Development Authority said it found unsafe levels of a number of contaminants, lead, arsenic, cadmium, mercury among them. According to that report, some areas contain 10 to 40 times what is considered safe by federal and state standards. Now, you've been quoted in MLive as calling the report overreaching and absurd. So I take it you have some issues with this.
I do. I don't have, my issues are with different parts of the report, not particular to the actual contamination that's there.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. In the report to City Council submitted by the MSDHA's environmental manager, Tom Lentz, it indicates that there was no evidence the city had removed contaminated soil from the property as the city had contended. So there seems to be some sort of disconnect between work the city has done on Water Street and what the authority believes has been done.
Correct. So the work that has been done is documented and is available at City Hall, and also has been filed with the DEQ, as it is required to be. The actual work reports were not provided to MSHDA, which is not a, it's not standard that we would provide those reports once they've been filed with the DEQ. So to state that the reports were not available is the part that I was most concerned about, because the reports are very readily available, both to environmental science reviewers and to the public.
And in your submissions to the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, does this area meet state standards for remediation?
It does not currently, and we knew that it was not currently for the level of usage. However, you know, we were very clear in our development proposals that the remediation to bring it to the safe levels would have to occur as part of the development.
So it begs the question, if in fact you are required to submit to the DEQ but not MSHDA, why in fact is this agency involved at all?
So the only reason that MSHDA is involved in this is because there is a loan request from the developer through MSHDA. So MSHDA then has the opportunity to review their development and their development plans at a level that they don't have to specify. So there is no specific standard that has to be met. It is a standard that they see fit because they are the loaning agency.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment, and we continue on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with the City of Ypsilanti's Director of Community and Economic Development. Beth Ernich is discussing the Water Street redevelopment area. Now, the city's environmental consultant is AKT Peerless, and it says it would collect up to 70 new samples as well as gather past records that show the city's remediation work, and then that can be submitted to MSHDA if you so desire. How far along are we in that process?
So it was approved about 10 days ago by City Council to go forward with that work. We have signed contracts, and at this point, AKT Peerless is creating a map for sampling and is preparing the FOIA request for DEQ.
You've already mentioned that the city is unclear on what the standards and expectations are to meet requirements from this loaning agency, the MSHDA. So what are you looking for in these collections? How do you know what to report, how to report, and at what levels are going to be acceptable?
Well, we are going to continue to work off of DEQ standards, as they are the governing agency for the state of Michigan. So we are in the process of creating an index of all the work that has been done and then creating an index with the new sampling that we'll be able to overlay maps with electronically, which is not something we have now. So we are just going to continue to meet the standards set by DEQ, and if there's any specific requests that MSHDA brings to the developer, we will try to address those.
How much is all of this extra work going to cost the city of Ypsilanti?
The contracts will be around $40,000.
Water Street has been a significantly expensive proposition for the city of Ypsilanti and will continue to be into the future through its bonding measures. What is the worst-case scenario with the outcome of all of this? Do we get set back even further?
No. This actually is taking us to a better level for development. So the work that we are undertaking right now at the cost that I previously mentioned of $40,000 is actually preparing data for other developers on the site. So it will be less cost to the new developer. So we're actually doing a step further than what we currently have, and it's a step that's required of any development on the site. So it's helping us actually market the property that this part is done.
Do you see any further barriers that will further delay the development of this property? At what point can we actually fill the 38 acres that are available there?
I couldn't speculate on the entire 38 acres. I do know the Washtenaw County Park and Rec is looking to break ground in the spring, which would be, you know, great. It will be the first project other than the Family Dollar that's currently open. And I think we're still in the position of about 2 to 3 years before we see a solid core of development there.
And this is not going to hold that 2 to 3 year projection up at all?
No, it really isn't. It's part of development, and ensuring the environmental quality is something that's very important to the city and very important to the developers that we're working with. So any month or 2 month or 3 month delay that may result isn't harmful to development as a whole.
And in the end, in 2 to 3 years, and we have the Washtenaw County Recreation Center there, and we have affordable housing built on the site, you'll be comfortable in going to the community and those who are living there and playing there, that this is safe and that they are not in danger of health ramifications from being there.
Absolutely.
I thank you so much for your time today. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That is Beth Ernett, Ypsilanti's Director of Community and Economic Development. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard each Wednesday during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.